Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday the 6th of September, recording at 8:03 p.m. That's British Summer Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. And this was a quieter day generally because the U.S. markets are closed for the Labor Day holiday. But it was exciting stuff in Asia with some very strong gains. Not least for, Japan picked up, Hong Kong picked up, India was on fire, surging through to a new high for the year. And we also had new highs for several of the ASEAN stock markets, I think Indonesia, and also Malaysia. And Singapore testing its range highs. The Asian stock markets, I beg your pardon, the European stock markets all closed with modest gains. And in the Americas, where we are seeing some trading, Mexico and Brazil are slightly higher. Okay, long-dated government bond prices. U.S. Treasuries are open, but very quiet. We have very small gains in bond futures prices today, but the emphasis should be on the quiet activity. Dollar a bit mixed. Gold is steady at 1250, and silver a couple of cents higher. Here, the industrial metals were also firmer. Today, crude oil a little weaker, down to 74.08. Okay, well, what's going on here? Well, the big story was what happened last week, plus the gains in equities this week. But it's been a good start to the month of September for global stock markets. Now, we had some, what you could interpret as, and the market did interpret as, some favorable economic news coming out of the U.S. But I certainly wouldn't emphasize that or call that a surprise. Sentiment was extremely bearish, as I had described over and over in these audios, or daily, I should say. I had described it as being extremely bearish. We had a short-term oversold condition. That's being unwound. We've seen some very strong short covering, and I think some bargain hunting. Does this bode well for the fourth quarter of the year or sooner? And my answer to that is yes, it probably does. Strong Fuller Money themes led by Asia. A number of the Asian Pacific markets continue to push ahead. Markets that were capable of dragging global equities down, none less so than Wall Street, have bounced very strongly. I mentioned it yesterday. In 4 days, Wall Street had regained over two-thirds of its decline from the early August highs. So that's impressive stuff, technically. We're still range-bound overall for many of these stock markets. But these ranges are looking less like top areas and more like very lengthy consolidations. And that's been Fuller Money's view all along, that we were going to see a lengthy pause. Part of that reason was a reversion to the mean process. Then, not to mention all the economic uncertainty that has existed, but that the basic development process is favorable. This lengthy consolidation supporting additional gains as the year progressed. I think that's what we're on schedule to see. It's a time when I want to be fully invested, and am, in terms of my capital allocated to stock markets. I think I'll review my global stock market position, my personal long-term global stock market investment position. I should do so this week, and we'll endeavor to do just that good, fairly detailed review. And so overall, I think the environment favors equities. I do not feel that it favors bonds, and bonds moved up on deflation fears and also a momentum move. There are better yields elsewhere, and I think that the risk-free return is more a case of a return-free risk in long-dated government bonds, as I've said before. Precious metals remain steady. Industrial metals are recovering, led by tin and copper. And I think we will see further gains there. Crude oil is near the lower side of its range, but it does appear to be on the way back up. In other words, leaving the low $70 region and moving back up to the low $80 region is what I would expect over the short term. And we had a great week last week, and particularly on Friday for the grain and bean complex, and I think we'll see more of that as the U.S. markets reopen. And short day here because of Wall Street's holiday, and therefore a short broadcast. So I will just say all the best to all of you.